Many blessings to you and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 6 to 12. 2 Thessalonians 2, 6 to 12. And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie, and all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. I'm thinking on the theme, the deception of lawlessness. In 2 Thessalonians 2, 6 to 12, the Apostle Paul continues to address the concerns of the Thessalonian Christians about the end times and the return of Christ. He discusses the restraining power that holds back the man of lawlessness and the eventual revealing of this lawless one. Paul emphasizes that this figure will be marked by deception and the power of Satan leading many people astray. In this context, Paul is trying to reassure the Thessalonians that the day of the Lord has not yet arrived, and that certain events must unfold before Christ's return. He warns against being easily deceived by false teachings and encourages them to stand firm in their faith. My dear friends, 2 Thessalonians 2, 6 to 12 underscores the powerful influence of deception and lawlessness in the world. It warns us that there will be those who manipulate and mislead us, and that the ultimate source of such deception is the evil one. In our time, we see countless instances of deception, whether in the form of false information, manipulation, or unethical behavior. This passage serves as a reminder for us to be vigilant against deception and to discern the truth. It also encourages us to be grounded in our faith, which provides a strong foundation against the wiles of deceit. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can we guard ourselves against deception and lawlessness in a world filled with misinformation and manipulation? Two, what steps can we take to ensure our faith is unshakable and rooted in the truth so we can withstand the challenges of deception in our daily lives? Heavenly Father, in a world where deception and lawlessness abound, we seek your guidance and wisdom. Help us discern truth from falsehood and grant us the strength to stand firm in our faith, even in the face of deceit. Protect us from the influence of the evil one and guide us in the path of righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.